ESPN Radio remembers Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali was known as the greatest during his career and was one of, if not the toughest ever in the ring. He died Friday evening in a Phoenix area hospital from respiratory problems, which were complicated by the Parkinson's he was diagnosed with in the late 1980s.
The head coach of the Alabama Crimson Tide, Nick Saban.
Philosophical things that he said or things that people said about him, I think really reflect what being a champion is all about.
Six-time NBA champion and MVP Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Of course, I'm saddened. He was my brother. He was my friend. He was a mentor. He set an example for people like me and for a couple of generations of Americans.
Four-time Pro Bowler, former All-Pro running back Eddie George.
What he did outside of the ring speaks volumes more than what he did in the ring. That's huge.
Lennox Lewis, the last undisputed world heavyweight champion.
He definitely means a lot to me. He's inspirational. He transcends the sport of boxing.
The Reverend Jesse Jackson, kind enough to spend a few minutes with us.
The hero beyond the ring, because he used his platform to deal with social transformation.
The great George Foreman, former heavyweight champion of the world.
Beat him up pretty good, and he looked at me, fell on my shoulder, and started screaming, "That all you got?" That was scary, man. When that was all I had.
Oscar Robertson, legend on the court, joining us here.
Muhammad Ali, I give him credit for it. He had the strength and the courage because this is what he wanted to do. And look how it played out. It played out wonderfully for him.
Evander Holyfield, former heavyweight champion, boxing Hall of Famer.
Each generation, somebody got to carry some kind of cross. And Ali did. Not just for fighters, not just for black people, but for the world. He stood up.
We bring in Herm Edwards and Tony Dungy.
For an athlete to speak his mind and to have an opinion on things outside of his sport, I think he revolutionized not only sports, but a lot of things in our country.
The legend in John Wooten, NFL Hall of Famer.
Muhammad Ali was one of the great people that I've ever been around in sports and otherwise in my life.
We bring in Stephen A. Smith.
He's worthy of the greatest because of what he endured to be as great as he was, what he overcame in order to be as great as he was.
Deontay Wilder, heavyweight champion of the world right now.
That man made a lot of things happen for me and made me believe, like, no matter what, you can do all things. How he empowered the world like that. He was only one man, but his voice was strong and heard all over the world.
Bernard Hopkins joins us here.
I learned a lot from Ali, to get in guys' heads, to make them feel like they don't have a chance.
Former heavyweight champion Larry Holmes.
People say, man, look at you copying off Ali. You want to be Ali. You want to be like Ali. I said, hell yeah.
One who will always be synonymous on some level with Ali is boxing promoter Don King.
Muhammad Ali was a fighter for the people. He fought for the people, and in so doing, he became the people's champion. He will never die. His spirit will live on forever.